Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode, and I want to thank you for your continued support of us and our sponsors. You know, our sponsors help keep this show free, and we couldn't do it without them. So we thank you so much for your support of them. And this week, we have some great sponsors. We have the Fanly Sports app, F-A-N-L-Y. It is only the greatest sports app in the history of all apps on your smartphone. I think I can say that. And also from the fine folks that bring you that slow-crafted kielbasa brand sausage. Man, I smell it on the grill right now. Do you hear that sizzle? That's kielbasa brand sausage. We got a great show for you this week. Thanks for tuning in.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Up in the parking lot, got the bill on ice, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, place to stop.
Oh, yeah. Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. I want to thank you so much for your continued support. We've got a great show for you this week. We've got the author of Super Bowl 50. This is one of the most definitive books on the history of the Super Bowl you will ever get your hands on. And she and her team have done an amazing job on this book. I'm talking, of course, about Bethany Bratcher. She'll be joining us after the break, and I can't wait to have a conversation with her about this great book. It's really one of the most stylish looking books, and just the work and detail that goes into what it took to put the book together is really something I'm looking forward to hearing about. So Bethany will be joining us a little bit later. And first of all, I want to say we started the show off in style. That background music was from none other than Bo Swelly, and that's at B-O-S-W-E-L-L-Y. He is an artist out of the Bay Area of California, and he and I had been talking on Twitter. He said he had a new track that he wanted out there called It's a Barbecue. I said, you send me the track, I will play it, and I will use it as my bumper music this week. And he sent it, and I'm keeping up my end of the bargain too, and I can't tell you how much we've been dancing in the studio as we've been playing. We had it cranked up a couple hours ago before the show, and it's actually really cool because I'm actually going to be a judge this weekend at the Deep East Texas State Barbecue Championships out in Kirbyville, Texas, old stomping ground area, and I can't wait to get out there. I'm going to be judging the brisket, and so it's a barbecue by Bo Swelly. You can check it out on iTunes and purchase it. I think he's got a radio version and an explicit version, and I'll let you choose which one you want to buy. But check it out and listen to it throughout the show this week because it is it's good stuff. I like it. All right, folks, before we head into the first break, I want to remind you to head over to our website at tailgateradio.com. You can catch some of the cool new content on our website, as well as some new recipes being posted, and also some additional information about our Kielbasa brand sausage Tailgate Club of the Week contest. Now, there's not a whole lot you need to do. Just send us your photos, your videos, recipes, something that's going to allow us to see how you stand out in the parking lot. How do you roll on game day? Well, if you can show us how you roll differently than everybody else, you're going to win a box of some of the most unbelievably slow-crafted Kielbasa brand sausage for your next tailgate party. We will send it directly to you. And if you can't wait to get your hands on Kielbasa brand sausage before that, you can always catch them across the country at Costco. And here in Texas, you can find them at HEB. And out on the East Coast, you can find them available at Publix. That's Kielbasa brand sausage. And we'll have more information after our interview that we've got coming up right now, right after the break, with the author of Super Bowl 50, Bethany Bratcher. But before we do, let's roll into the first break with our good friend Bo Swelly with It's a Barbecue.
FEMA chest full of Bud Reader. Have a good time, it's a barrel full of beer. But if you with that bullshit, get the hell up out of here. It's a barbecue, we keep it real. It's a barbecue, smoke, drink, chill. It's a barbecue, take a meal. It's a barbecue, turn up, do what you feel. Barbecue, hey, hey.
barbecue. Hey, hey, on a hot day, come play the P-Way. We do a big tease from the Bay. Lido official, the P Golden State. Want a taste? You ain't gotta wait. Make a plate. We got pork and beef ribs falling off the bone. The oysters is delicious.
Tailgate Nation, I want to tell you something I just did. I just downloaded the Fanley Sports app, and it is awesome. If you're looking for the quickest and most convenient way to keep up with your teams, you got to stop what you're doing right now and download the new sports app, Fanley. Fanley has more news from more sources than any other sports app in the world, and you're never going to miss what's going on with your teams. Other sports apps are noisy, and they show you stuff you're not interested in, but Fanley helps remove the clutter. Just add your favorite teams from any sport and get a personalized news feed for only the teams that you follow. There's literally no need for any other sports app. Fanley has all of your team's news, videos, scores, and tweets all in one place. You got to trust me on this, Tailgate Nation. Download the Fanley Sports app. That's Fanley, F-A-N-L-Y, from the App Store today. That's the Fanley Sports app.
International Podcast Day is September 30th, and you can help spread the word. International Podcast Day is dedicated to promoting podcasting worldwide. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved? It's pretty simple. First, head over to internationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. Second, use hashtag podcastday to join in the conversation. Remember September 30th. Now, let's start the conversation.
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and we've got a great guest for you. This person has been an author and a sports writer for over 20 years and has a brand new book out called Super Bowl 50, and I can't wait to get my hands on it. I've already ordered it, but I haven't gotten it in person yet, but I can't wait to talk to her about it because it looks like a football masterpiece. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Bethany Bratcher.
Well, hi, John. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Bethany, how much fun did you have researching this book for the Super Bowl?
It was just a ball. I mean, when you take an event like the Super Bowl, you know, just a small topic, just 50 years of the Super Bowl, no big deal. And so it was such a treat because our mission, as we put this book together, was obviously to cover the football and the players and the coaches and all of the obvious points that make this the biggest sports spectacle in the world. But we also looked at things like commercials, halftime shows, dips that you serve at parties, gambling. You know, we really just wanted to cover every single aspect of the game as it touches the American culture.
Yeah, you know, the evolution of Super Bowl has been pretty stark. I remember one of the first Super Bowls in Houston. I've seen a ticket. It was like $8. What are some of the things that have changed the most about the Super Bowl over the last half century?
Well, you touched on one of them. In fact, Super Bowl I was one-third empty. There were more than 31,000 empty seats. And one of the other stories I love about that is there were actually two networks that broadcast it, NBC and CBS, but they erased the tapes of, you know, Rosemary Woods. They erased the footage of the Super Bowl and taped something else on top of it, so there's not even footage anymore. So that sort of tells you the way it was viewed. It was certainly a big football game as football games went at that time, but nothing like what we experience today. The early games were played in kind of destination cities, mostly Miami, LA, New Orleans, and then now, as we know, you know, you can have a Super Bowl in Indianapolis or Minneapolis, and so it's just changed in the way that it's more of a national game. People who don't like football pay attention because there's so many sideshows that it really doesn't matter if you're a fan or not. You're going to be swept into the vortex of this event.
When did the Super Bowl kind of turn that corner and go from becoming a sporting event to the spectacle it is today?
I think it was a little bit hard to pick, you know, an exact turning point, but I feel like one moment in time that we could pinpoint would be at Super Bowl 27, and that was the Michael Jackson halftime show. Very iconic. It was actually the first time that the ratings went up during halftime. And so that just shows that, okay, yes, people are gathered to watch the game, but more than that, they're gathered because there's going to be something that happens that night that's going to be discussed the next day at work, and they don't want to miss it. And it became that kind of event. So from that point on, you know, halftime was a superstar spectacle rather than, you know, in the early days it was marching bands and trumpet players and up with people, good grief, way too much. So there were some really good developments over the years. I'm sorry to any up with people fans out there who I may have offended.
That's funny. My wife dated a guy that sang in Up With People, so I just laughed when you brought that up.
I was not a plant. I didn't say that because John wanted me to do that, I promise.
Well, let me ask you this. The book itself looks amazing. I have not gotten my copy yet, but I have ordered one, so I'm anxiously great. Awaiting that, and I understand it's pigskin cover. It just has the look and the feel. Tell me how the book is broken down. How do you cover the different topics for 50 years of the game?
We cover every game. So for starters, we do have a lengthy feature hitting the high points of every one of the 49 Super Bowls, kind of by decade, with a lot of good game breaks in between features. One feature I'll mention, because it was a great treat for me, is I was able to interview the three men who've been to every one of the 49 Super Bowls that have been played. And so these three are called the Never Miss a Super Bowl Club. They were featured in a Visa ad a few years back, so some people may remember that gave them a measure of fame. And so that was a lot of fun. So we tried to break that up, but we did cover all the games, and then we have a section on the people. And so that is best players that are known for being the stars of the Super Bowl, the best coaches in the history of the game, even the best players never to play in the Super Bowl. My publishing company is based in Michigan, so they had to find a way to get Barry Sanders in there somehow. And so we have the players that never made it, even a section on players who behaved badly during Super Bowl week, which, good grief, there were a lot of those as well. Something about being in a Super Bowl city with the big game coming up brings out the worst in some athletes. So we covered that, and then kind of the sideshows. So, you know, sections on, like I said, the commercials, the halftime, the gambling. And then one of my favorite sections, because the designers who did the book did such a fabulous job with this, is at the very back, there's a timeline that is a halftime timeline. And it features beautiful photos of the halftime shows going, you know, from the very beginning in 1967 with the University of Arizona and Grambling State bands, you know, all the way to Katy Perry last year. And it really does take you through those halftime shows and what made them special.
What were some of the most surprising things that you uncovered while researching and writing this book?
That's a great question. I think the Super Bowl, I enjoyed uncovering the trends of the game, that there would be periods where there were just drubbings, you know, one beat down after another and not a lot of exciting games. That was kind of the early days. And the early games were also chiefly defensive battles. And so it took a while. It really was kind of a West Coast offense, the 49ers phenomenon, when offense took the spotlight there for a while. And so you start to see that. I just enjoy trends, and something I looked for is how the game evolved over the years. And really, we've been treated to some great ones in recent years. I think we've forgotten that there were some stretches where you didn't really watch the football because there wasn't a whole lot to see. And then just fun little facts, you know, that Super Bowl's never gone into overtime. A lot of people know that, but it was fun to learn that kind of thing. No team has ever won more than two consecutive Super Bowls, even though a bunch of teams have won two in a row. And so it was neat to look into some of those details and to just pull out the fun facts about the game that either people might not have known or they may have forgotten over all the decades.
Do you guys cover any of the more infamous events that have taken place at the Super Bowl? I know most recently, I guess, would be the power outage in New Orleans and Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson. Is all that covered in the book as well?
Absolutely. Wardrobe malfunction. In fact, we cover that wardrobe malfunction a couple of different ways. It's in the aforementioned, you know, timeline of the halftime shows. But also one of my favorite kind of quirky features I got to write is the lexicon of the Super Bowl. So the words that have come into our vocabulary because of the game. And because I really do believe it's that much of a touchstone in American culture. And one of those is wardrobe malfunction. Because you may have noticed that people say that phrase all the time, but we never said it before. The Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake debacle. So that was fun. And the power outage is one that we focused on. Also, we did a spread on weather. So it was the coldest Super Bowl, the wettest, the windiest, the hottest, you know, some of the weather high points and low points that really affected the outcome of the game. Top upsets is another one, which, of course, everybody loves.
This is a true compendium. I mean, it's got everything covering the Super Bowl. I'm here with Bethany Bratcher with Super Bowl 50, the author. And how much research and how much time goes into producing such a, looks like an awesome, high-quality book, but then just the sheer amount of information that you cover. What is that process like?
I was part of a tremendous team, and so there were so many different hands at the table, and some of the graphic artists I don't think slept there for a stretch in early this year. But really, we did this from about September 1st, and there was certainly some planning going in before that, but my writing and the graphic design and gathering the photographs from about September 1st to May 1st. Of this year. So it was a short period of time, but we also wanted to get it put together and have it be one of the first, you know, Super Bowl 50 books out there and to really do a tremendous job. But it was a quality of the people that were doing it and a lot of hard work. Research-wise, I did some live research, live interviews, but the good news is the Super Bowl is not an event that has been ignored by the media over the years. And so there's a tremendous amount of information out there, and even newspapers that all the way back to 1967 have archived all of their Super Bowl game articles online. So I was able, through books and through article research, to really, you know, like I said, you're hitting the high points. Even though it's a huge book, we touch everything. We, you know, go a few inches deep into all these topics, and so it was fun to kind of decide what was most important about every aspect of the game.
How can people actually own their own copy?
Great question. They can order them now at our website, which is SuperBowl50Book.com, and that's the number 50, SuperBowl50Book.com. And they're available other locations as well, online retailers, but of course we always prefer our website. We think that's a great place to get it. And we have two versions of the book. There is a paperback, which is a nice, high-quality paperback cover, and that book is $29.95. And then the hardcover pigskin replica book that you mentioned is a $50 coffee table book. It is beautiful. I'm so impressed. The design is not my forte, so I was happy to provide the words and then have some truly talented people make it look very impressive. So I appreciate you saying that. I think it's a really special book, and it's been so fun. I like to say that, you know, you're going to be the most impressive guest at your Super Bowl party. If you get this ahead of time and absorb all the information, you know, you're going to be the Cliff Clavin of whatever Super Bowl gathering that you choose to attend for the 50th in February.
Well, Bethany, before we go, I got to know, what's on your very favorite tailgate menu?
Buffalo chicken dip. I'm a big fan, and I don't eat that very often other times, so I think it's a special tailgating Super Bowl party kind of food. And one of my favorite party food stories is when my son was about 9, 10, 11 years old, I think 3 years in a row, I got a phone call from school the Monday morning after the game that he was sick and had to leave, and I finally caught on to the trend of the heavy, rich foods and the dips that he was eating and staying up too late and trying to get out of school the next day. So we have a good history of eating that type of food in my house.
And what about your Panthers? How are they looking in training camp right now?
Pretty good. I mean, Cam Newton is, you know, very enthusiastic, I'd say, right now, with his fists, and that surprised me a little bit, but I guess you chalk that up to adrenaline, what's going on right now with everyone punching each other in training camp. But I'm pretty hopeful. I mean, Shaq Thompson as a rookie, top draft pick, and some others I am hearing are looking good. It's just a team that, you know, hope springs eternal, but it's just been a little while since everything has been hitting on all cylinders. So I used to cover the Panthers in my early days as a sports writer and have a very fond place in my heart for everyone there. So I'm hoping for good things.
Bethany Bratcher, author of Super Bowl 50. You can find that at SuperBowl50Book.com. Thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio. We certainly do appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Tailgate Nation, I want to tell you something I just did. I just downloaded the Fanley Sports app, and it is awesome. If you're looking for the quickest and most convenient way to keep up with your teams, you got to stop what you're doing right now and download the new sports app, Fanley. Fanley has more news from more sources than any other sports app in the world, and you're never going to miss what's going on with your teams. Other sports apps are noisy, and they show you stuff you're not interested in, but Fanley helps remove the clutter. Just add your favorite teams from any sport and get a personalized news feed for only the teams that you follow. There's literally no need for any other sports app. Fanley has all of your team's news, videos, scores, and tweets all in one place. You got to trust me on this, Tailgate Nation. Download the Fanley Sports app. That's Fanley, F-A-N-L-Y, from the App Store today. That's the Fanley Sports app. All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank our very special guest, Bethany Bratcher, for coming in this week and telling us about her brand new book, Super Bowl 50. You can pick that book up at SuperBowl50Book.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at SuperBowl50Book as well. And it was just great to talk to her about that and how much work goes into that. But I can tell you that just if you go over to their website and just take a look around, you're going to see what the book is about, the feel, the quality, and you're certainly going to want to pick that up before football season. You know the holidays are going to be coming before you know it, and Super Bowl is right around the corner, so that would be a cool coffee table book to have at your next Super Bowl party or tailgate party for that matter. So again, thank you so much, Bethany, for coming in this week. I also want to remind you that the Kielbasa brand sausage tailgate club of the week contest is coming up very soon. We're going to start those weekly giveaways. That's right. I said weekly giveaways right after Labor Day on through to the Super Bowl. So if you want to win, and I'm not talking about we're going to send you a link or two, we're going to send you pounds of the slow crafted masterpiece that is Kielbasa brand sausage made by the Kielbasa family. That's their last name, and that means sausage. How can you not send us a photo, a video, a recipe, just a written narrative about the tradition of your tailgate club and enter the contest? We're going to take all the great pictures. We're going to sit down with our committee, and we're going to determine which ones make the grade, and we're going to shuffle them up every week. So if you didn't win week one, guess what? You're going back in the hopper, and you've got an opportunity to win the following week or the week after that. But you can't win if you don't send in your information. We've gotten some great photos that I'm going to be putting up on our website at Tailgate Radio, so you'll have an idea of what you're up against. But we want you to win. I'm jealous. I don't want to give away the sausage because it is coveted that much in my household. But the fine people at Kielbasa brand sausage have been generous enough to say no. The world deserves to have Kielbasa brand sausage at their tailgate party, and so we're going to give it away. So I just want you to know that you're getting a special gift if you win the Kielbasa brand sausage tailgate club of the week contest that's coming up very, very soon. All right, folks, as we always say around here, before I do that, I want to remind you again to go to our website at tailgateradio.com. Go to our Twitter at Tailgate Radio. We're blowing up. We're approaching 50,000 followers. Thank you so much for that. And I want to thank the staff and crew and everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media. We had a fantastic event a couple of weeks ago at the Podcast Movement in Fort Worth and met a ton of podcasters from the world of sports, politics, everything out there, news, information. It was just a fantastic event. Got to meet some folks that I hope to have on the show from ESPN and Turner Sports. And it was just a phenomenal experience, and I look forward to going back next year in Chicago. All right. As we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. But before we go, I'm going to turn up the smooth stylings of one Mr. Bo Swelly. You can see him or catch him on Twitter at Bo Swelly. That's B-O-S-W-E-L-L-Y. And you can buy his track, It's a Barbecue, at iTunes.
weekend, and I can't wait to turn up with fam and friends. Chef Melly and M.A.D. marinating meat. 300 pounds the day before, gon' be a feast. It's Saturday, Bubba got the park, starts at 12. Now all the whips rolling in, feel my barbecue tail. Slap by Zell, no fighting, shooting, or shells. Me and Big C blowing, perp is the smell. Boys to the end, ride or lose or win. Reese with the can, we got some rock, goose, and hen. Table full of soul, beef, chicken, swine. Mac, cheese, baked beans, and powdered greens is mine. Shock made a chiller, eat a good like a senorita. Hella food like FEMA, chest full of Bud Rita. Have a good time, it's a barrel full of beer. But if you with that bullshit, get the hell up out of here. It's a barbecue, we keep it real. It's a barbecue, smoke, drink, chill. It's a barbecue, take a meal. It's a barbecue, turn up, do what you feel. Barbecue, hey, hey. Barbecue, hey, hey. On a hot day, come play the P-Way. We do a big tease from the Bay. Lido official, the P Golden State. Want a taste? You ain't gotta wait. Make a plate. We got pork and beef ribs falling off the bone. The oysters is delicious. Eat like you at home. Shades on, ladies fly, sexy and grown. It's hella hot, they're getting wet. Bad ones in the zone. Turned up, perk, play no work. Warning, that's alert. Booties on berserk. Y'all know what I'm saying. It's good money, ain't no hating. Now let the beat ride. Hawk and Jed shooting dubs on the side. Started off with fives. Jimmy J, Side E, J, Mike G. And shout out to the Q King, Kevin R.I.P. Do the swelly dance, do the swelling, do the swelling. Go swelly from the belly. It's a barbecue, we keep it real. It's a barbecue, smoke, drink, chill. It's a barbecue, take a meal. It's a barbecue, turn up, do what you feel. Barbecue, hey, hey. Barbecue, hey, hey. On a hot day, come play the P-Way. We do a big tease from the Bay. We turn up, have fun, and stay real. You feel?